This episode of the DTFH has been brought to you by the beautiful Star Children over at squarespace.com. Head over to squarespace.com/Duncan and start your free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code Duncan and you'll get 10% off your first order of a website or a domain. Greetings to you, O children of time. What a glorious episode of the DTFH we have for you today. Oh, wow. This is, as far as I'm aware, the very first podcast that has within it a podcast from the future, 6,000 years to be precise. No need for a long intro. We're going to jump right into this episode. But first, some quick business. Much thanks to Robinhood for supporting this episode of the DTFH. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They got a great app, and they make the whole process very simple. If you've ever tried any other stock brokerage accounts, or if you've even looked at any of them, it can seem like an insane maze created by a dark wizard inside a quadrahedron made of bloodstone. Robinhood is not like that. It's very easy. They have collections of stocks. I guess you could call it like playlists. Things like the 100 most popular sectors, like entertainment and social media. And if you're interested in combining your activism or ethics with stocks, they have categories like female CEOs, so you know what you're buying. They also have analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every stock. So this is a cool way for you to learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, to find new stocks, and they've got custom notifications for price movements. You never miss the right moment to invest. It's a cool way to learn about the stock market, and if you already know about the stock market, I think you will be quite impressed with their high-tech app. Robinhood is giving our dear listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at duncan.robinhood.com. That's duncan.robinhood.com. Think of the great pride you'll feel owning your first beautiful stock. You can comb its hair. You can lotion it down. You can frame it and point it out to your friends and say, "That's mine. That's my stock." All thanks to Robinhood. Again, that's duncan.robinhood.com. Duncan.robinhood.com. Sign up to get your free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Thank you, Robinhood. Much thanks to my dear patrons over at patreon.com/DTFH. I bow to your noble glory and offer unto thee many great treats, snacks, tidbits, and snacklets. Here's the real big news. Since I have at last somewhat mastered the art of live streaming, if you go over to patreon.com/DTFH and sign up, we will be able to have strange live streaming sessions. This episode with Johnny Pemberton was the seedling, the creeper tendril from which I intend to explore this insane medium of live streaming. And Patreon is going to be the venue that I use for personal, I don't know what. We're just all going to hang out and do weird things together. I'm coming up with some ways to do that, but I hope you'll check it out. Just go over to patreon.com/DTFH and sign up. You'll get commercial-free episodes of the DTFH, an extra hour-long rambling thing once a month, and also you'll get access to our Discord server where you can hang out with other dear listeners of the DTFH. Thank you, my Patreon patrons. Also, if you're somebody who, like me, wants people to know your stance on the very hot political topic right now of whether we drink crow's milk or not, if you go over to duncantrussell.com and click on the shop, you're going to find "Stop Drinking Crow's Milk" bumper stickers. Also, if you fall on the other side of the spectrum and you happen to drink crow's milk, we've got "Drinking Crow's Milk" bumper stickers so you can let everybody know where you stand. You know, in the past episodes, I think I came out a little too hard against crow's milk drinkers. I got some blowback from that and some blowdowns and probably a pretty hard wipe because of that. So I'm sorry. On both sides, never wanted to offend anybody. I now no longer really have that much of an opinion on it, and I just want my family to be safe and happy. So you can make sure your family's safe and happy depending on who your neighbors are. Do they drink crow's milk? Do they not drink crow's milk? You can go door to door and ask, hey, what's up? Do you drink crow's milk or not? And introduce yourself. And maybe based on what they say, you could offer them a for or against crow's milk bumper sticker so they can identify themselves in the coming times. Crow's milk, drink it or not, you can announce where you stand by going to DunkinTrussell.com and clicking on the shop. All right, without further ado, everybody, please welcome back to the Duncan Trussell Family Hour Podcast, one of our most requested guests, my dear friend, Johnny Pemberton.
Does Prairie
wonderful.
Make something else besides water?
Yeah.
They make hats,
vests,
jackets,
vests,
sweatshirts, gloves.
I don't know about all that stuff.
Boats. They make boats.
I know that Perrier makes a wonderful vest.
Did we get a confirmation on that, though? I want to see if someone can confirm that.
Let me just
that.
See if we can confirm
Then I'm
that.
Done.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We got it. We got it. Yes. Oh! I saw Perrier spelled Pierre the other day, and it was very exciting.
I hate it. I hate that.
You hate it when they spell
I
it wrong?
I want to get political, though,
man. Turn this off.
I told you, you don't want to look at that. Well, we can enjoy it for a second.
I don't want to enjoy it.
Why? Just look at the chat. It's wild.
It's like falling down the hole you're creating.
I know, but it's so nice. It's like, this is a, for those who are watching this live, this is a historic moment.
Uh-huh.
Not only is this the first live
uh-huh.
Duncan Trussell Family Hour podcast.
It seems live, right? Doesn't it?
It feels live.
It seems like it might be live.
It's live. But
it might not be live, though.
Well, oh, that's true. Like, it could be a trick. Like, we recorded
all
this.
These people think that they
don't know what point in time this is streaming from.
Technically, there's nothing we've done so far that has confirmed that this is live, other than acting like we're responding to the things that we. Because
right,
obviously,
right.
they're gonna say the thing, and we're gonna act like there's confirmation.
Right.
But technically, we haven't plucked anything
this
from
that. This could have
been
recorded 7 years ago.
It could have been. There's no way to know.
We haven't said anything that would even indicate that we're from. The year 2015.
There's nothing to describe that year at all.
They could easily just think that this was like from 2012 or something.
Yeah, or maybe 2000. I don't know. What's a crazy year? 2020? 2019?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a crazy year. God, I can't imagine being that year, that advanced stage. That would be crazy.
Time is a very odd thing, you know? And it's one of the very funny things to me about podcasting in general is that it seems like...
They're going to say some funny thing about time.
People don't seem to realize that when they're listening to a podcast, they're actually time traveling in the sense that they're listening to a voice from the past talking to them in the present. And anytime you record anything, of course, you are sort of sending it into the future.
Yeah.
Like a capsule. Almost. You know, like right now there's the Quadorg capsule
what is that?
You haven't heard of that?
I haven't.
It's that capsule that's just outside of Uranus. But it's filled with time. Like basically, I think NASA.
Tell me, I shit time.
Well, NASA actually. The idea was if we were to pour time on Uranus, then maybe
it would smell. Make it smell better for once.
Because it really is. To me, I think one of the more, you know, many people talk about simulation theory.
What about honesty thong?
We'll get to the honesty thong in a moment.
Many people talk about
you want to hear the honesty thong?
Yeah, I do.
All right, fine.
I want to hear what many people think.
I'll see if we can do this. Guys, what you're listening to is...
That would be a great podcast. It's called What Many People Think. many people say that...
What are many people thinking?
Many people say that chestnuts roasting on an open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose would indicate that it is Christmas. Many people are saying that it is Christmas.
There are many who say it's Christmas now. Who are they? Show yourself. If you think it's Christmas, show yourself now.
Many people are saying that it's Christmas now.
This is before we get into the honesty thong.
To the meat of the brain.
Before we get to the honesty thong.
Right, yeah.
In all seriousness, I don't understand why someone hasn't made a movie about a war on Christmas.
Ooh.
Why does that not exist? That would be the... I would love to watch that.
What sort of a war do you mean, though? That's my question.
So it's like... It's functioning on several levels. On one level, it's a world where people... You're not even allowed to talk about Christmas.
Okay, so it's like... It's like talking about... What's currently like that we can think of? I'm trying to think of what...
Well, there's a cool conspiracy theory that like some Roman emperor fucked with history and just basically erased a huge swath of history.
Really?
So... Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, like...
That was literally not the question I asked, though, but it was a cool thing that you said.
Well, it's based on the idea of, like, what is history, right?
Right.
And how do we know what is real, essentially?
Right.
So
yeah.
History is based on trust. Like, what happens is a historian announces to us that this thing happened in the past.
Right.
We hear it, and if the historian is credentialed, we assume what they're saying must be real. Also,
right.
There seems to be some kind of, like, convergent timeline, so to speak. Like, all over the planet, there's all this writing about, like...
Tinkling, we call it.
Yeah, the Tinkler's type.
Yeah.
So, that's what it used to be called.
Tinklesprecht.
If you're writing about time, you would be a Tinkler, writing about the timeline.
In German. Tinklesprecht.
Tinklesprecht. Yeah.
Tinklesprecht. Yeah. That's why. Ah, yes. Ah, Tinklesprecht. Yeah.
Tinklesprecht?
Ah, was ist das?
Es ist ein Tos.
Was ist das Tinkersprecht?
Es ist Strass.
Was ist das Tinkersprecht?
So anyway, one of the great conspiracy theories is that at some point this awful emperor decided that he was going to just annihilate history.
Right.
I think it was an emperor. I can't remember. But basically all the recorded like histories were wiped out. There was a sort of like...
Burned the books, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
But... The books were burned,
and the history that we think happened is actually not the history.
It's the history that he wrote after he scorched everything.
The history a dick wrote.
Yeah,
he just was like, "Oh, here's what actually happened," and what really happened was way cooler.
Guess what? I never heard that.
Yeah, it's a cool conspiracy theory.
But I guess what I was trying to ask you is that the idea of there being a war on Christmas, you can't talk about it. What's something you can't talk about?
Well, in the movie The War on Christmas, there would be several layers to it. So,
yeah.
Like, there would be the, like, basic layer, which is similarly, like, okay, let's imagine this, that the timeline that we're in right now has all these people think things happen, like World War II, World War I.
That was even bigger.
The assassination of Kennedy.
Who?
Kennedy? It's from my timeline.
Oh, okay, got it. I thought you said Canada.
Oh, no. Kennedy.
Yeah, I don't know.
From my timeline.
Yeah, it must be from yours.
Well, in my timeline, there was a president.
Kennedy?
Kennedy.
Kennedy.
He was cool.
Okay.
But he was assassinated.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and it's very sad. But so in this sense, in the movie The War on Christmas, what would happen is people would be existing in a world where they hadn't quite gotten rid of Christmas.
Okay.
There were still a few people who remembered Christmas.
So it's sort of, I see what you're saying.
And so they would like talk about Christmas, but if they talked about Christmas, then they would like get arrested. That would be the part of it, right?
So it's like talking about Christianity in China. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's like a metaphor? I'm trying to think of my
timeline. It'd be like talking about Christianity in China, unfortunately, or Islam. Or
any religion, huh?
Well, I mean, we all just take for granted, like the books are the memory banks of the planet, or at least of our species. And so we just take for granted the stuff written in the books is what happened, is what's real, is what's going down, you know? And so, which is so funny that we just assume that's real because, you know, it's so sad when you hear the data on interrogations where if you interrogate somebody long enough,
they just say stuff.
They just make up something that happened.
Yes, I made a new color. Yeah. I made it a new color. Yes, I did. I made it a new color that only I can see. It's somewhere between red and blue.
So you admit it. You invented a new color.
Yes, I invented a new color.
Say it.
I can...
Say it. Say you invented a new color.
I invented a new color.
What's the name of the fucking color you invented? What's the name?
I don't
Is
know.
It Lunarg?
I don't know.
Did you invent the color Lunarg?
Yes, yes, it's called Lunarg.
Lunarg.
Lunarg. Yes, that's the color I invented.
And why did you invent it?
Because I wanted a new color.
Because you wanted to hurt the leader. Because
I wanted to hurt the who?
The leader.
Is that his name? Or
yeah, the okay. lead. Just say the leader. Yeah, I you're confused. You're upset. I get it. You're hot. You're hot. Now sign
okay.
that.
Okay. I created that. What's the name of the color I created?
Lunarg.
Lunarg. I created Lunarg to hurt
We're going to take you out back and shoot you in the face.
I thought it already was out back. It was another
There's one. There's something behind the back. It keeps going back, in fact.
It's back all the way back.
It keeps going back. So, yeah.
I created it.
There's a ridiculous conspiracy theory that there's a kind of like, you know, I guess you could say it's sort of like the historical version of flat earth theory. So
Ooh,
the idea is...
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing, but with time. So the idea is that our understanding...
with time?
Of, yeah. Our understanding of history has actually been obstructed by someone who created a false history. And then we all believe that this must have been what happened. So similarly, in the war on Christmas, this would be the... So if there were some... Let's imagine there was an Atlantis. And let's imagine that at one point the planet was thriving, that it was filled with these people who
with
were...
With bubbles.
Well, Shambhala is a word for it.
Bubbles?
Shambhala.
Shambhala sounds like champagne, and I know what champagne's got a lot of.
Champagne comes from...
Shambhala.
Well, it comes from actually. Doesn't it come from a valley, like the Champagne Valley in France?
Yeah, the region.
Right. So
la région. La région.
So you know, champagne comes from this area. Similarly, there's Shambhala. Like Atlantis, Shambhala. Mm-hmm. So the idea might be that there actually existed on planet Earth a time. In this case, for the War on Christmas movie, we could say there existed on Earth. A time when every day was Christmas.
Would you call it a perfect Christmas?
That's a good name for it.
Or maybe very Christmas.
A very Christmas.
Or as the Japanese would say, Merry Christmas.
That.
Yes.
Is the perfect name for this film.
Merry Christmas.
So what had happened is, who's the person who hates Christmas? Like a Grinch.
The Grinch.
A Scrooge.
Oh, Scrooge.
A Grinch. Scrinch.
Grouch. Ooh, we just
Scrinch,
we both Grouch. Just did it.
Emperor Scrinch Grouch.
Scrinch Grouch, the fucking sixth.
He started off as just kind of like a lunatic, but he kind of escaped from an asylum, and because he was sort of, I don't know, a little charismatic.
Do you think maybe he was like the second brother?
I think you could call him the second son.
Second son of a great king.
Yeah, of the king. Of Santa Claus.
Of the great king, Santa.
Well, you could, yeah. So
he's almost like Lucifer.
What's his name again?
His name is, it's a Grinch and...
Scrooge.
Scrooge. So
Scrinch is Grouch.
Scrinch is Grouch the sixth.
Write it down.
Scrinch is Grouch.
So it's... Scrinch
is Grouch or Grinch is...
Scrinch
is Grouch the sixth.
Well, I think it might just be Scrinch is... Wait, what's Santa's last name? Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
So it's Scrinch's Claus.
Well, it's both, right? It can be
Scrinch's Grouch Claus.
Yeah.
Okay. So Scrinch's Grouch Claus.
He's coming down, do you? He's living in this minor key. He wants to take you under. You're going to go under the water, whether you like it or not. He's going to tie the boat off. He's going to undo the knot.
In this ridiculous movie, Santa Claus has two children. Mm-hmm. One is named Scrinchus.
And one is named like Paul, Ben, David, Jeff.
Yeah. Claus.
Paul, Ben, David, Jeff, Stephen, Michael, Claus.
Paul,
Ben,
David,
Jeff, Stephen, Michael, Claus.
Michael, Claus. Okay, great.
Paul, Ben, David, Jeff, Stephen, Michael, Claus.
Yeah, that's it. So basically, like, he had these two brothers and they...
Two sons,
and they didn't get along.
Right, bourbon.
Yeah, they just didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, one of them killed the other.
I think that Scrooge.
Scrooge's claws
killed Paul, Ben, David, Jeff. Michael.
It's hard to remember his name. That's kind of like one of the qualities of the time that these people are in, is they can't even remember the name of the murdered child of Santa Claus. Like they can't even remember his name. His name is almost lost.
His name is PBDJSM.
Say it again.
PBDJSM.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's good.
So PBDJSM was killed by Scrooge the Scrooge.
Right. But in this sort of time period, what's going on is because like this asshole kid wants to be Santa Claus, and he thinks like the way Santa Claus is running the shop.
He wants to rewrite history.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to annihilate the history of Christmas.
Exactly.
He wants to destroy the memory of Christmas.
Completely.
And he knows that it takes two full generations. Because it's like that old, there's, I don't know what culture it is, but there's the idea that you're not dead until the last living person dies who remembers you.
No, you're not dead until you kill your last enemy.
Well, that's a different culture. The culture I'm talking about
is... I come from the culture of the ninja.
Well, I come from the culture of the nanja.
Oh, okay.
Okay? We have been fighting the ninjas for many millennia. The nanja are a peaceful vegan society.
Why don't you leave us alone then?
Because we live off of horse...
Why do you keep killing us?
We don't care. You fall into our traps.
Well, why are you setting traps for us?
Because we know you're coming to get us.
We don't want it. We don't. We've stopped
Look,
fighting you.
Okay.
You keep putting traps out.
Look, here's the deal, okay? If we have a ton of lotus root, we're growing lotus root to eat it.
We love that you grow lotus root. We love that you eat it.
I don't know that.
I just told you.
You're telling me now, but we're this is through the lens of history.
Well,
okay.
In the past, our ancestors.
The nanjas are expert trapsmen.
The ninjas used to feel that the lotus root was sacred and that it should not be harvested. It should grow free.
Do you know why it's sacred? Because it tastes so good.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with eat the root.
We eat a lot of it,
and we are fine with it.
But that's what we're killing you is because you're falling into our traps.
Well, we don't want you to kill us anymore. We want
then
peace.
Don't come into our zone.
Your zone is the entire planet except for like the 17 miles within which we live.
Welcome to life.
But
welcome to life, honey. If you want to dip your stick in the sweetness, you got to pay the price. You got to knock on the door if you want admission. You got to ask for kettle corn if you want kettle corn.
I don't want kettle corn.
Then don't ask for it.
You're right. Well, to get back to the main point.
Right.
In this wonderful story of
Christmas
Town. So we exist in a kind of time where people, there are swaths of the planet that have... kind of
swathes
completely right there's swathes yeah. of the planet that ha- and swaths that no, have completely forgotten swathes
yeah
the swathes
have forgotten about Christmas
right and that's the name of the people who have forgotten about Christmas they're called swathes right and yeah. and there was
like a wraith
right so yeah. there was a period where it was weird to be a swathe where it was illegal to be a swathe where to be a swathe was kind of like these days to be a terrorist you know where
yeah because you're denying something that's so great like you're denying joy
exactly yeah and there was a time like in this particular movie there was a time when every day was Christmas
right
every day people were just giving to each other every day there wasn't even a thought of like
Christmas.
So there was a time when that was every day.
Yeah.
That was every single day.
Every day was just whoosh.
And but then people who were followers of Scrooge's Scrooge Claws.
Yeah, not PDBJSM.
Started going around and saying, actually, you guys, you know, not every day is Christmas. You should know that, in fact, there's only a few days per year that are Christmas. It started off that, like, you know, they convinced people that actually only 300 days out of the year are Christmas.
And they just slowly rolled it back.
Yeah, they slowly rolled it back.
And that started being less than half was Christmas.
That's right. And then,
and it just became.
Then there was the Christmas Minute, which was on December 25th at noon, like someone would go. Yeah, that's it. But then that became illegal. Yeah. And so the movie about the war on Christmas is it's happening right around that time where people are beginning to wonder, like, why do we even celebrate this minute? Like, what's the point? Like, this minute is distracting us from our work, which is in this new world. It's like people only they're just working all the time.
You work when you sleep.
They've learned how to work when they sleep. They dream work.
You put on a helmet and you do dream work. Yeah. It's like a thing where you're like...
You can get a job when you fall asleep.
You drive a car. You do all kinds of stuff. You drive a loader.
Yeah. So in this world... Like,
sleep job.
You just like a sleep job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the there's no more sleep. You're either working when you're awake. You're working when you're asleep. And when you're and if you're not working when you're asleep, then it's considered to be like very lazy. Like there's...
Oh, it's not... I mean, it's borderline illegal.
Yeah, it's teetering on illegality because you should be probably working while you sleep.
You should be working.
So yeah, that's the idea of the movie. And so in this movie, basically, like what happens is there's just this tiny little memory of what was right, Christmas. There was a time when every day was Christmas, and there's like a small group of people. You like kind of remember it a little bit, a tiny little bit, kind of remember it a little bit. And that small group of people,
the keepers of Christmas
or the Christmas keepers,
they have a lodge.
Yeah. They have a lodge that they gather in.
They have a very small lodge that appears to be an old decrepit factory.
Yeah.
The factory that's it's been shuttered.
Yeah.
It's ancient. It's like, oh, this is just trash. It's in the nether region.
It's designed to look dilapidated.
Uh-huh.
Or it's actually designed to...
It's both. It happens to be dilapidated, but it's also like, yes, we like that.
Basically, the idea of the lodge is it brings certain types of people in and it keeps certain types of people out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the concept, which is that, you know, some people look at the lodge and they think, I don't know what that is. It seems like weird and antiquated. I'm not into that shit.
Yeah, because they're from like the Sidome.
That's it. Yeah.
If you're from the Sidome, you don't understand the lodge. It's like a... It's like that. It's a thrum. I would say it's a thrum.
The thrumming of the lodges.
The thrumming of the lodge is something that is only known by the keepers of Christmas.
That's right. Yeah. And what's really weird about it is that even though there are so many people in this movie who hung out at that lodge, at the lodges, who actually were leaders, nobody seems to notice it. It's like nobody even thinks about it at all. The fact that like in this world, like many, many of the leaders were and artists and poets and songwriters and musicians all hung out at Christmas Lodge. They all seem to be drawn to it for some reason. For some weird reason, most people out there in this weird world didn't even think it. It didn't like pop in their head that there seems to be some similarity among like certain types of artists, leaders, or whatever. They all seem to go to this lodge.
They don't get it.
Anyway, we talked way too much about something that I think we didn't mean to talk about. What we did want to talk about is something fucking amazing that has happened.
Super amazing.
Johnny, why don't you explain what just happened with Google?
Okay, so Google is now doing this thing. It's invite only. Duncan and I are very lucky, obviously, to get this thing where we can basically get an email from yourself from the future. It's a
crazy.
It's a crazy thing. So it's your email address. It's from you, obviously, because only you have your email address. And it's from the future. There's a couple things that I'm supposed to read here now about this real quick.
Please do.
Think before search. Core brand message of Thinking Power Project.
Yep.
Thinking power to the people. Initial message of Thinking Power Project.
Yep.
Think, comma, think unthinkable. Final campaign message of computing.
Yep.
And as the last thing here is two more last things. Too much thinking is a waste of time. Core message of Thinking Power Project and brain can't compete with heart.
Okay. Yeah. So that's in the.
So we have to read that. I don't know why. I guess it's some sort of a thing where. It insulates the time differential.
Whatever. I don't get Google. It. I'll do whatever they say.
Yeah, man.
Their name's Google. So
we got emails. We got some emails.
We got this freaking crazy email from the future, and in the future, Johnny and I had recorded a podcast.
This is outstanding.
And so we're gonna end this this podcast, the DTFH, in the year. What fucking year is this?
2018. Yeah.
For a second, I thought it was 2015.
Yeah, eight can look like a five sometimes if people have sloppy handwriting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess we all just agree it's 2018. So, yeah, regardless of 2018, this is, we got a freaking podcast of us doing a podcast in 6,000 years in the future.
Which is crazy to me. I don't understand that. They said that it was really far in the future, which I don't understand why it wasn't like 3,000 or even like even 2 years would be acceptable.
I didn't listen to it.
It's just,
did you listen to it?
I listened to it.
I don't really listen to podcasts. We're going to play.
No, I don't listen to the podcast. No, I did not listen to it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play it for you guys.
Here we go.
And hopefully you will listen to it. In the meantime, we're going to cut to a quick break. And we will be right back.
We won't, but the future of us.
Boners. Without them, you're not going to get a William Shakespeare. You're not going to get a Stephen King. You're not going to get a Nikola Tesla or any human being at all. They're necessary for life on this planet. Much thanks to BlueChew.com for sponsoring this episode of the DTFH. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them any time, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready when it's time for you to procreate, spawn, or just enjoy some recreational orgasms with your lover. I do not promote anything on this podcast that I have not tried. And I tried Blue Chew, and it really works. It works. And I was quite pleased with the effect of Blue Chew upon my massive, throbbing phallus of light. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we have got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Duncan. It's just $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Duncan. You get, what a wonderful gift for yourself to bring in the new year. Some free Blue Chew, some free chewable, phallus, exciting glory pills. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Duncan. You get free boner pills. It's just $5 for shipping. Thank you, Blue Chew.
Jason.
Okay, there.
Gorby. Hi, it's me, Gorby.
Hello.
Okay. Wow.
It's me, Gorby.
Gorby.
Smell.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
This is awesome. You know,
this is just really awesome.
Well, here's there's a little piece of me that feels, and I'm sorry to say it, but there's a little piece of me that just feels a little skeptical about this actually going
getting
into
through
the past. How do we even know?
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I feel like this is something, it's fun to be here and fun to, that it's supposed to work, but I just don't know. There's no way to confirm it.
The reality of the situation is that we have to trust Google. But
boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Because after Hyprex discovered the multiverse reality.
What a guy. I mean, he's not a guy, but yeah.
Oh my God. To have met Hyprex. You know,
and just to smell his ray.
I'm assuming our emails reaches that, which is Hyprex, but I don't know.
I mean, it probably goes through that. It probably goes through Hyprex's zone, but I don't think. I mean, everything goes through Hyprex. I just wonder if it's.
My heart is that of Hyprex, and I know that as long as I am within this, which is, Hyprex is with me.
That which is.
Yeah. And within that, I guess, is the email to Hyprex. Regardless, yeah. I'm sorry that if there's any kind of like wobble in my field here, but it is a little, how do you say, speculative.
Skunchish.
Yeah. To think that this is actually traveling 6,000 years into the past. I just can't even imagine that we are streaming to 6,000 years into a world where they didn't know that Christmas was every day.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't live in that. It was something that was sort of, even on the outskirts, the fact that it was like a thing where, oh, this is just a little piece we do even one day. And even that day, it's like stuff is not in line with that on that day.
Have you read the Tome of Mandrax?
I've read the last half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's my favorite part of the tome.
Totally. Everyone told me, like, just read the last half of the Tome of Mandrax.
You don't need, the first half is just like, blah, da, da, blah, blah, blah.
It's just a sound to confuse you to make you stop reading.
Well, that's the idea. Yeah.
But if you hear that, then you know, okay, the second half.
The first half of the Tome of Mandrax is called, the chapter is called The Membrane of Confusion. It's designed to.
Grix.
Yeah.
It's called Grix.
But the idea is it's to repel people who don't have the, I guess, just the basic sense to just go further in the book.
Yeah, to carry on, to plunder through, to pass
by. Or just open to the part where it stops being confusing.
Yeah, I think the whole idea of Grix, or the what you said, is that is to make it difficult.
Why?
To make it like, well, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees kind of thing. Or maybe it's like a the pond. Where does the pond start? Is it the weeds that you're near the pond? It's like a thing where, at what point are you wet? It's that. It's at what point are you wet?
Right.
Because you're getting in there, and you don't know, okay, am I wet now? Am I, are we swimming or am I waiting?
Right.
And so it just asks people to jump all in or to just take the time to escalate.
This is so funny. It's like you're quoting the Tome of Mandrax word for word, because like my favorite part of the last half of the Tome of Mandrax is the story of Lesilis and Willish. Now, do you remember? Lesilis and Willish, they have swum. They're swimming. They're swimming far, far, far into this infinite lake of the clearest, purest, sweetest water. And Willix said, "I'm thirsty." It's so funny.
Yeah, it's the ultimate joke.
It's like, but you're swimming in this.
You're swimming in the most drinkable of drinks.
Yeah, but you're. Regardless, to those of you living in that part of the time-space continuum,
6,000 years previous to where we are right now.
We shine our light upon you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Let's describe what we're seeing to them.
Well,
because I mean, it's going to make them excited.
I'll tell you one thing, as I don't do a lot of looking these days, it's mostly feeling. So most of what I do, my eyes are pretty much, my eyes have become one. I have one eye, and it's it doesn't blink because it's covered with a triple layer. It's a type of special membrane, so basically it looks inward at all times.
But when it looks inward, what does it see?
It sees what I'm thinking.
And what we think about
is what we feel.
And what we feel is the beautiful, beautiful copper pyramid of reckoning.
Yeah, the copper pyramid of reckoning. The K-Pore, as we call it.
We hover around the copper pyramid of reckoning, and we gaze upon it, and wow, It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
In the time period that you're in, Reckoning.
Yeah. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. The time period that you're in, Reckoning, is like, it sounds bad. Like, you know, it's like something that happens.
Yeah, like a bad thing, like when they come clean up the lunchroom.
Here comes the reckoning, so to speak. But in the time period that we're in,
Reckoning is
what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Every single moment is a reckoning. And so we float around this incredible, beautiful copper pyramid of reckoning, and we just hang out.
You just draw from it. You feel like the beams of energy that are invisible. Just draw.
You draw, you feel, you learn, and you laugh. And it's our ships that right now, I am the thing that I call I is elevated in a kind of swan-shaped, crystalline, translucent pelican that has inscribed upon it the something that I guess in your time period you would look at it and think, is that Sanskrit?
But yeah, that's who you are, and I'm a giant leather rose.
It's beautiful.
It's a giant rose.
It's beautiful, John.
So beautiful. I'm just a giant rose made of leather.
It is this, so this rose.
I mean, it's not just me. I'm part of all of me. All of me is in the leather rose, but I am not alone. I tell you, my friends.
Talk about it. Talk about the rose. Well, talk about your friends. Talk about the cluster of friends. Talk about the soul cluster.
If you ever looked at a rose, it's many layers. Many, many layers upon the layer. You don't know.
They didn't have roses 6,000 years ago.
Well, they did. They had roses. They were plants. Oh, they didn't? Okay.
I think
they
did. No.
But they is us, because we've been around this long. We've got to tell everyone that we've been. Infinite life is possible now, so that's why this is even possible.
It's a, how to put it, and it's in a time with no Christmas and no roses.
Yeah.
It's,
I swear we had roses, but I don't remember.
Well, that's the problem. At a point, something happened. We'll just leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
And when that thing happened, there was expansion. And when the expansion happened, there was roses. And the roses were leather.
Leather roses.
Many leather roses.
Many. Many.
Sorry about that. I thought I turned my phone off. Sing the song of the leather rose.
The leather rose, leather rose, leather rose is growing. Leather rose, leather rose, those petals never stop showing. You can't stop the leather rose, you can't stop it from growing. You can pull it out from the ground, but the leather rose is still growing. You never stop a thing, you know. The rose is growing. The leather rose has got those petals, all the petals are showing.
Leather rose, leather rose, leather rose is growing. Leather rose, leather rose, leather rose is growing. It's a Christmas rose. Sorry about that. It was my attorney.
Yeah. He makes that cool sound now. Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah. A lot of things are just sounds now.
Yeah. That was one of the wonderful parts of the expansion is, you know, sound, how to put it, like sound in your world, the world without Christmas. And by the way, I hope I don't sound condescending, O ye who know no Christmas and have never seen the sweetness of the copper pyramid or smelt the leather rose.
I mean, it's you can't help it. You can't help it at this point.
What?
Be condescending. It's like just sort of, how can you possibly...
I don't want to be rude.
Well, I think it's too late.
I mean, a part of me wants just to do the thing.
I think you should just do it.
You understand that? Do you understand that, you imitative idiot? Here's the that's my banana. I don't want to do it.
Well, you did it.
I didn't mean to.
Now you got it out. You got it out of the way.
It's still in there, though. Get away from my tree.
I bet they've never even thought of a leather rose.
Yeah.
Sorry, me.
Guys, we got kind of
sorry, me.
I'm sorry, me.
Hey, Duncan. Hey, Johnny. Sorry.
Sorry, you guys. You're going to figure it out. Don't worry. You figure it out.
You guys are going to like the princesses.
But you'll love the princesses and you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You figure it out. Every one of you, you figure it out. Yeah. That's the good news. It's just right before the expansion. There's the thing.
It's a little turbulent.
Well, the thing.
The thing. Ring-a-ling, ding-dong, ding-ding-ding.
I don't want to focus on the thing.
The thing it smells, the thing it dwells, on top of the pyramid, oh, hell's bells. They ring, and they've rung, and ho, here come down the angels, listen how they've sung. What did you say? You said it in past tense? Yes, I said it, from whence came they once whence? What do you mean when you say they did donging? They did a ding, did a dang, did a big bong, bonging. They pulled, and they ripped, and they scraped, and they scratched,
and they thonged.
And they thonged, and they thistled, and they thunk, and they thrashed.
And they sang
But the thing that I'm singing is the thing that I know. That's the song that I say about an honesty thong.
And this is another part of the, in the future, weirdly, many of us, when we wake in the morning, what you call waking. We don't really sleep or wake, but when we wake in the morning, as you, we call waking, we sing something that is known as the
honesty thong.
It's the honesty thong.
And, honesty thong.
It goes a little bit like this. We'll just play it for you very quickly. Let's see if we can find the honesty thong for you here.
I have to cue it up to the membrane.
In the meantime, would you mind, Johnny, just reciting a few passages from the Tome of Mandrax?
Sure, no problem. Here we go. The Tome of Mandrax reads as follows. I have to sound the tome whistle. Bop, bop, bop. Dutch Wish. Kipple Snip. Crackle Cash. Breveman. Gorp Kettle. Stumble Kesh. Scamp Candle. Dwarven Curve Bettle. And those are the words that they've established for us at this moment in time. Now you have to ask yourself a few questions. The first question you should ask yourself is, do all clothes have holes? Do all, think about the words I'm saying, think about the letters that make up those words. Do all clothes have holes? Are those the same words that, the same letters of the same words that make up the words that are inside the thing that I've said? Also, do clothes, all of them have holes? Do all clothes have holes? Do all clothes have holes? Do.
We'll answer this very important question right after this. An eternal thank you to the warlocks and sorcerers and clerics and paladins and beings of light over at the Squarespace Mega Complex for sponsoring this episode of the DTFH. Sweet friends, Squarespace is the very service that I used to create DuncanTrussell.com. If you want to see a Squarespace website, head over to DuncanTrussell.com. They use beautiful templates, so you can mix and match templates together and create a glorious website that you can use for your business. You can use it as for activism. You know, I've heard lots of people out there creating their own Stop Drinking Crow's Milk websites, which is very important for the movement. But not only that, you can create websites to invite people to parties. You can create websites to make announcements. You don't have to limit yourself to just making a website for your very upscale, brand new egg diner in Brooklyn. You can make a website because you just feel like it. You can make a website and offer it to the forces of cacophony that throb and thrum around our planet at every single moment. Check it out. Forcesofcacophonythrumming.com is available right now. All you got to do is go over to squarespace.com/Duncan and start a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you can use offer code Duncan to get 10% off your first order of a website or a domain. They got everything you need. It sizes to every phone. They've got wonderful shopping cart options, and you will find it to be a flawless experience. If you want to make a very complex website, you can do it at Squarespace. But if you need to get something up real quick, Squarespace will help you with that as well. Once again, it's squarespace.com/Duncan. Use offer code Duncan and you'll get 10% off your first order of a website or domain. And you can try it out for free just to make sure it's what you're looking for. Thank you so much, Squarespace.
I mean, after all, we shared everything, you and I. I told you my deepest, darkest secrets. I showed you exactly what people are capable of. I shocked you with my honesty thongs.
My honesty thong.
I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with
my honesty thong.
I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty. Shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty thong.
I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty thong. I shocked you with my rakatum dum.
Shocked you with my honesty.
Shocked you with.
Shocked you.
Shocked you with my thong. I shocked you with my honesty.
Shocked you.
My honesty thong. I shocked you with my honesty. With my. I shocked you with my honesty thong.
So that's
I
the.
Shocked you with my.
That's the honesty thong.
That's a great. It's a great song that reminds me of a lot of things.
Whenever we wake up.
Reminds me of good old days bygone, and bygone those days be.
Now, here in the future,
eggs and bacon.
We thought you guys might get a little kick out of this. Recently, Johnny and I got in what you would call a "Where's my banana?" email, and from the future.
We got one. So we in turn are. So yeah, obviously we're 6,000 years in the future. Talking to you now, 6,000 years in the past, but it's your present.
They call it the present still.
Yeah, that's so funny. The present.
Where's my banana? What's a rose look like?
What do we know about banana, sir?
What's Christmas?
How about my banana?
I've never heard of Christmas.
Who was that? Who's Christmas?
It's a thing. We got an email from us in the future, so... Through our technology, we can take something from from our future and put it in our quote-unquote present and send it to you in your present.
So we're just going to stop this podcast with us from 6,000 years in the future. And here is a podcast that was sent to us from us 10 million years in the future. Did you listen to it?
Of course not.
I don't listen to podcasts either.
No, I don't listen
to it. Too busy. But yeah, we're just gonna send. We're gonna play this now, and it was very nice chatting with you. I hope you find your bananas.
Hope you find your bananas.
Don't forget, what's yours is yours, and what isn't yours, you should get. Is that what they were? That's what they were into. They're into property back then.
Oh yeah, they were super into property.
This is mine.
Oh my God, mine! I haven't heard that word in so long.
Mine. Give me back my banana.
Isn't it funny that word "mine" is also that thing you put in the ground to kill people?
A mine,
like an indiscriminate form
they
of killing.
They didn't know that was like encoded in there by a ta ta ta.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah, they didn't know that a landmine was just like a desperate attempt from
from like the future god.
Worked. So but they were still, they were like, give me back my banana.
Mine.
I'm going to build a wall around my banana.
Miners.
Sorry, you guys. I got a city. That's my banana. Sorry, you guys.
That's my banana.
It's so funny. You guys are so funny.
Play that future message.
All right, guys. We're going to...
double future
time. We're
going
to cut to a quick break. In the meantime, we want you guys to enjoy. You probably can't enjoy anything because you still think that you're a... they still think they're a you.
They're a thing. I got one thing to tell you right now. Brakes are snakes and lakes are kids.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Sorry. Brakes are snakes.
Don't do that. Do you want to start a black hole? That could start a black hole.
If I say two more words, it will start it.
I'm you're not right start on the it. Precipice.
I'm not going to say it.
Do
breaks.
That. Don't do that. Stop. Please,
are snakes,
stop.
Lakes, or cakes.
Don't be lame. Don't be
I'm not
going to
do
don't
it. Breaks are snakes, lakes, or cakes.
Don't do the next two words, please.
Rakes
just don't.
Are.
Don't.
Do
it. It's us.
Not
gonna
it's
say
us. It.
I'm
not going to say it.
It's
I'm
us.
Say it. I won't say
wanna,
it.
Why do you do that? It's like.
Breaks are snakes, lakes, or cakes.
Stop it, please.
Breaks are fakes.
Don't do that, man. That's not even funny. You were so freaking close. Don't annihilate us, please. I hate being annihilated. When did you get annihilated last?
20 minutes ago.
Idiot. Well, stop doing it. It fucking hurts, man. I'm still at the place.
Lakes are snakes, lakes are cakes.
I'm just still at the place where it hurts to be annihilated, man. No joke. I really do not like it. I really mean that. I love you. I consider you my best friend, but I do not like to be annihilated.
Look, just tell me if you want it all.
I don't want it.
Bricks are snakes. Lakes are cakes.
Please don't. Please
rakes.
Don't. Do me a favor, man. Please don't. Please don't. Don't do it. Please don't do it, man.
If I say it
please.
One more time,
wait. No. Wait. Hold on. Just wait.
Okay, fine.
Please don't. Please don't. Just like give it like 10 seconds, please.
Yeah.
Just please. Just give it 10 seconds. You know what? Fuck it. Say it. I don't give a fuck.
Breaks are snakes. Lakes are cakes. Rakes are steaks.
Jesus Christ!
Bye.
yeah. Wow, that was crazy.
Wow.
Holy shit, man.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs. To me, what I find particularly fascinating,
yeah,
about this particular point in the future, or I guess to those listening so long ago, the past.
I mean, so long ago, it's not long ago.
It's literally right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that never stops freaking me out. And you know, that moment when you did the annihilatory thing,
right?
And you created the black hole.
Yeah.
And I said, I hate annihilation.
And I know.
Every single time you do that, we end up exactly back at this point right now.
The same place.
Why do you do? But there's like a second where I'm like, man, I wish I were in the future. But then I'm just so happy to be with you.
Because we're back where we started. It's not even where we started. It's
Johnny,
not...
I don't care where we are. When I'm with you, I feel happy, you know? And I guess, I don't know if that's like what you're teaching me or what just is, but...
I think it's what just is.
Yeah. So that's a cool thing. And I think it's worth sending this one backwards through time.
Let's send it back into the time... I guess from whence it came.
Do you have anything you want to say to the folks of the past?
Well, okay. So gold is, it's worth something. I forget about that. You'll get that joke later on.
Yeah.
But definitely remember that joke. I want to say...
tell them about the Dodgers.
Oh,
Don't tell him.
Oh, should I not tell him about the Dodgers?
Don't tell him. I don't want a black hole.
Yeah, I don't want a black hole either because it's too much. Honestly, it's just too much work. It's not that I don't want to.
All that digging.
It's like tipping over a dump truck. It's fun to watch. It's a
lot
to clean
up.
We're
not going
to do it this time. There's an old saying. I think it's something like this. It's old saying. It's a new saying to you. It's a future saying.
Yeah.
But it's old to us.
To them, it's new.
To them, it's new.
They've never heard it before.
They've never heard it.
Tell them you. It's so crazy. This is gonna seem like completely new to you guys, but Jesus Christ,
so
if I
funny.
Hear it one more time,
so
I swear
old.
To God, I'm gonna go nuts. But go ahead and say it.
Okay.
Oh boy.
If
Here
you're
we go.
Trying to be quiet, it's easy to make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm sorry. I mean, I remember the first time I heard it, that seemed like
if you're trying to be quiet, it's easy to make a lot of noise.
When I heard it, it's the first time it seemed cool, but the millionth time, it's on.
I mean, it's a cone.
I know, but they're like, now they're putting it on lure knob orbs, and they
Oh, I hate the, those things. They smell bad, too.
And the taste is just not what I would want to taste.
Well, the fact that they force you to taste them is absurd. They force you to taste them. They taste bad, but you can't not taste the thing that tastes bad. If that's not marketing, I don't know what is.
To me, and again, I'm not, I never wanted to get political.
Yeah.
But these are the same people who want you to taste them are the same people who believe in Christmas.
They are. They're also like lodge folk.
Yeah. Well, to taste or not to taste, one thing's for sure. I'm lucky that I get to be tasting with you. Johnny, thank you so much for
Duncan.
Appearing on this episode of the... Much thanks to our wonderful sponsors, Squarespace, Blue Chew, and Robinhood for sponsoring this episode of the DTFH. And much thanks to Johnny Pemberton for appearing on this episode of the DTFH. Try out his beautiful podcast, Live to Tape. All the links you need to find my dear Johnny will be located at DuncanTrussell.com. If you enjoy this podcast, give us a nice rating on iTunes, won't you? Subscribe and prescribe. Love and joy to yourself and to your friends in the coming new years. Hare Krishna. Until next time, I shall see you when I see you. Goodbye.